The ways that the Israeli occupation is using to fight against education in Palestine are not limited to the prevention of building and developing the educational institutions.
When the Israeli occupation bombs empty Ajakand places, this destroys the classrooms.
Despite the hard conditions and the crippling siege on Gaza, I advise all male or female students who study at university to continue studying. We are a nation that deserves to live indeed.
Education is considered a necessity in Palestine. The educational institution's enrollment average can be described as the highest in the Arab world, according to the regional and international criteria. The reason behind that is the 1948 Palestinian catastrophe and the Six-Day War in 1967. These two wars caused the expulsion of many Palestinians from their land and losing their sources of livelihood like agriculture, commerce, and industry. Therefore, Palestinian families chose to educate their children. They are willing to sacrifice anything for the sake of that.
It is known that human resources are of the most important development factors in any society these days. We know many countries that do not have natural resources but are developed countries on the industrial level and the social welfare level. The occupation also realized that an educated society is the most capable of defending its rights either on the local or international levels.
Its people's care of education distinguishes the Gaza Strip. With the help of Allah, the rate of school dropouts is the least in the whole world. That is, it is less than 0.5% of the total number of students. The total number of students is 474,000 students of different grades studying at governmental, UNRWA, or private schools.
Most of the educational institutions were established with the existence of the Israeli occupation by local and national initiatives. Those initiatives developed rapidly, so that the number of higher education institutions rose to more than 50 institutions in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Nearly 220,000 students are enrolled in those entities. This development led all the Israeli occupation plans that aim at spreading the policy of ignorance to failure.
I think that this issue lies within a big, tricky Zionist plan that employs many tools to break the soul of the Palestinian nation and the determination of the Palestinian student. Students are meant to feel humiliated and feel frustrated, so they will be busy with themselves, not busy with their country and its development, and working to liberate it by any means.
The policy that aims at spreading ignorance the occupier was following was always a policy based on making the society ignorant. It helps achieving the occupier's ambition in this land easily. This made the occupation act aggressively against establishing a local university. As I mentioned previously, it would prevent the building of any permanent campus for any Palestinian university.
The ways that the Israeli occupation is using to fight against education in Palestine are not limited to the prevention of building and developing the educational institutions. The Israeli occupation went on creating poverty in the Palestinian nation since the first occupation in 1948. This made some of the Palestinian families stop their children, especially females, from pursuing their studies at an early age.
I used to sneak out slowly in the early morning to go to school. When my mother would wake up, my father asked about me. He wanted me to go with them, sell mulukhia, and mother would say that I went to school. He used to come to school and take me from the class. I remember that when I was 10, my father used to collect green mints for me to sell and take me to the market to sell vegetables with him because he had no sons.
When Itaf became 15, a 15-year-old boy proposed to her. Her father agreed to the proposal in order to escape from allowing her to study, which required expenses he couldn't afford.
When I got married, I knew nothing about marriage life. In my wedding day, I wore a wedding dress and everybody came. Then, after the celebration, I thought I would go home. I was young and did not know a thing about marriage. The next morning, I gathered the other children in my room in my husband's house and started playing childish games. I used to hide in the closet. I still remember that till the moment. Now I am 26 years old and I have a 7-year-old child called Bara'a. The second child is Muhannad and he's 4 years old. I also have a 2-year-old daughter and a 2-month-old baby boy.
Although Itaf has got 4 children now, she really wants to pursue her studies and achieve what she had wished for. She also recommends fathers and mothers not to make the mistake her parents made.
I was dreaming of becoming a kindergarten teacher and teach little kids. That's all I dream of, and it is something humble, but I could not reach it.
Itaf was not the first victim of education deprivation and getting married at an early age because of the siege imposed on Gaza. There are many other young men and women who did not pursue their studies and went to work to help their fathers make a living for the family.
I work in the market of the beach refugee camp with my father. We sell vegetables. I graduated from high school this year and I dream of joining the university and studying journalism. That's all I wish. But our financial condition is really hard.
I sell kinds of vegetables for 1 shekel. Can this income allow me to send my son to university to study engineering or medicine or whatever he wants? Our financial condition is very bad. There are many people living the same in the Gaza Strip, especially this year. In the last year, there were job opportunities. Cement and iron were available, so workers like builders and others had the chance to work. But this year, everything just stopped.
Muhammad, his father, and many others did not blame only the siege for being responsible for not continuing their education, but also blamed the shortage of the aid coming from Arab countries. The aid was supposed to provide employment opportunities for graduates. Therefore, that contributed to making fathers give up the idea of having their children educated.
Arab countries should take into consideration the bad Palestinian economic condition, especially the unemployed college graduates. So, Arab countries have to replace the foreign workers there with those graduates.
From religious and political viewpoints and because of brotherhood, Arab countries should hire Arabs in their countries instead of foreigners. They should reconsider hiring Americans so that Arabs who cannot find jobs live in a dignified life. Foreigners have their own countries that take care of them. But we in Gaza suffer from lack of employment and our financial condition is very hard.
Job opportunities in Arab countries solve the problem of new graduates. They will find jobs and have income for themselves and their families. Therefore, the economy will prosper in the country as the money coming from outside will help break the siege and provide jobs.
Fadi Al-Tanani was a graduate among tens of thousands of graduates who had no jobs. So he went to the market to work at a money exchange office.
I graduated in 2006 and had a bachelor degree in accounting. After 4 years, they wanted to hire accountants in general personal counsel. I applied to that job but had no chance to work, so I had to go to the market to work so that I can afford the expenses of my children and my house and provide food and drinks.
The deterioration of the economic conditions in the Gaza Strip because of the imposed siege for years is reflected negatively in the educational institutions, students, and university instructors.
The siege and the blockade weakened the economic condition of many social sectors. The real difficult problem that faces us now is the increase of the students who need financial aid. The unemployment rate increased. This resulted from the fact that many students belong to families of limited income who cannot afford the university tuition. Therefore, this is reflected in the university's ability to pay its staff salaries.